Alright, Boygus. It should be live now. What the frick? I just had a Boygus. I need people to know about it.
Oh man, I'm burping so much after eating my burger.
I had a burger.
Okay, we on.
Alright, awesome. Gonna wait for the people to roll in. Playing wind chime.
There's
music
already
right now.
22 people.
Well, we hit like 40. 40 is the sweet spot.
Posted on new project too.
I did. So what's up, Boygus? Can I show my thumb cut?
Should I post it on Instagram? on Twitter, I mean.
Bruh, no. That's horrifying. It has been so long. I hate Twitter.
It has been so long since we did.
Especially
that.
Because I don't want like random Nazi guys here while I'm trying to talk about dreams, you know.
But it's like really late at night. Aren't the Nazis asleep?
The Nazis never sleep. They're always looking for Anne Frank. They never stopped looking for her.
They found her.
They were so ashamed that they pretended that they found her. Because it's been 3 years already, but she's still not been found. She's the Tony Hawk of hide and seek. She would not fail.
Anne Frank is the Tony Hawk of hide and seek. Why do you keep getting thumb cuts? Because Sophie is actually like really depressed and she's like cutting. She's a cutter.
Yeah, I cut myself on the same thumb that I already have a scar on.
So that.
Thank you for the ice cream, feds. Always can do with more ice cream.
I want ice cream, but not virtual. Should have eaten ice cream while I was out. Could Anne Frank do a sick grind or like a nolly or something?
Why aren't you on Gab? Cause I'm not a racist. Cause I'm not bigoted. No, I don't even know what the frick is going on in Gab. It's basically Twitter, and I hate Twitter more every day.
Like, we don't... Like, Twitter isn't even that good. And Gab is, like, pretty much Twitter, but, like, with people talking about politics exclusively. Which sucks. Sucks, but... My favorite tweet I ever made is the one where I talk about how photographers should take a picture of my big penis. That's my favorite tweet I ever made.
I got an account there.
I don't want to talk about politics. I want to talk about my penis. I don't want to talk about politics. I want to talk about farts. I want to talk about poop. I don't want to talk about politics.
Bustun. Malenkaya Kakashki.
D&D today? Doubt.
Doubt. Victor is not peace-eyed anything.
Victor said he will only write for D&D in 2020, so...
Well, that's not that far away. It's 3 days. 4 days. 3 days? 3 days. Shoot.
Oh man, I can't wait till New Year's so I can make stupid jokes. Oh man, I haven't showered since last year. Oh man, I haven't brushed my teeth since last year.
I always did that.
I always do that.
I perpetuated those. I haven't even farted since last year. quitting farting for Lent.
I do that was always like my New Year's tradition when I spend New Year's with my cousin. We would literally like everybody would be sitting on the table eating the like New Year's meal and whatever, and we would start going like that. And everybody
just coming
would
up with things.
Freaking sick, yeah. And everybody would get freaking sick of it. We were like, oh man, we haven't played this game like since last year.
I haven't even breathed, man. Since last year.
No, that's not true though.
You could just hold your breath though.
Just for the joke exclusively.
Yes. I got FL Studio.
Until midnight.
That's what I got for Christmas. I'm not a Satanist, so I don't celebrate Hanukkah.
Hanukkah is kind of like better because you get 7 gifts instead of 1. But okay, go off again.
Yeah, but don't people get like people a bunch of gifts? I can't wait for on Faith Christmas? To get her rosary. That'll be cool. On Christmas, yeah.
I hope she prays it. Anyways, I think we, like, my aunt got, like, really sick of it when we started going, oh, man, I haven't showered since last year. I haven't pooped since last year. And, like, everybody was trying to eat. I was like, I haven't pissed since last year. And my aunt was like, can you two just please stop? Because, like, she's like that, you know? Like, she's, like, one of those, like, preppy people.
Guys, this is so disgusting. You're talking about your pee and your poop.
Yeah.
At the, like, dinner table?
That's exactly it.
I seriously work out just to have an excuse to browse Fit. Fit is probably alright.
Yeah. Paul is stupid.
Your dad must be watching the best comedies ever. Yeah. He's watching censor.tv. You guys should sub. Pay $10. You get to laugh like my dad.
Yeah. Sophia's dad watches all of her videos every night.
Paul is gone? What does that mean?
It means it's stupid.
I figured, but sounds like ominous.
Sounds like communist?
Ominous.
Oh. Oh, that sounded like...
Yeah, where else to talk about your fecal matter than the dinner table? It makes me even more hungry.
Our Discord calls. That's the only other place.
I can do a replay thumbnail? What is that? I don't know. I'm just gonna send it as something funny.
I get happier when I say... Oh man, maybe that's why I've been so depressed.
You haven't been saying the N-word? Have I robbed you
of
the N-word?
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. Well, you just... you decided to go extra stupid and even bend the soft one. But you know, the one that brings happiness is the hard one, which I agree
you know,
is a swear word.
Just wake up thinking about, I kind of want to say the N-word right now. Say the N-word!
Can I say the N-word? Okay, I'm going to put that on
D&D the character. Document. Yeah, put that in the ideas document. Mr. N-word. Even that. Have you ever thought about joining an epic PMC like in Metal Gear Solid 5? What the frick is a PMC?
Panties? Macaroni.
Cult. Panties, macaroni, cult. Oh yeah, I forgot that I was gonna talk about something kind of interesting. So,
do we have enough viewers for that though?
Yeah, 25, whatever.
Can I say the N-word like really quick? Can you give me a pass?
Why?
I really want you.
No, you can't do it. That's your mortification for the day, not saying the N-word right now.
Today is Saturday, it's not even Friday. Aren't you just supposed to not do hard things that are hard to not do on Friday?
It's cool. It's more cool to mortify yourself every day. Well, Friday is penance, that's a different thing. She's suffering from withdrawal, N-word withdrawal.
I'm gonna say the N-word.
I'm getting lightheaded. I'm gonna say the N-word.
I'm shaking and sweating.
Alright, let me just read what I, Isn't that only Lent? No, you should habituate that. No. Don't do it. No.
Nigger. Frick. I'm sorry. I apologize to everybody. I failed you.
Fail. Was it worth it, Christina?
Yes! I'm so much happier right now.
The dreams don't lie.
My happiness has been multiplied for like 10,000%. I'm literally crying out of happiness right now. Ooh, that was totally worth it.
She's probably doing the poopy dance trying to hold the N-word in. I'm imagining her.
I cannot show this to the stream right now, but I literally have tears streaming down my face. I'm serious about that. I'm 10,000% serious. That made me so happy. That's 7 extra years in purgatory? Well, that's a problem for future me.
That's a great one.
That's what?
That's a great. Alright, I'm
that's
gonna read
this. That's a great.
Alright. Had an interesting dream last night. Archetypal feel. I'm just gonna explain it. So basically, it's like framed like a movie, like I'm watching a movie, and there's it's almost like a drone shot that pans over this. The background is like that. It's like some creation story or something, and like God is gonna destroy the world. It's like panning. I suffer in my room all day. The suffering never ends. Anyway,
your life is so hard.
The shot goes over this dense jungle area and then goes to this tall statue of like some pagan god. I think Poseidon, because he has this trident, and it's like bluish gray stone that he's made out of. He's very large. Then it cuts to a shot, this guy like shimmying across this pillar of stone, and it's implied that it's has something to do with a statue. Sorry, Sophia, but Silicon Valley is more important. Yeah, it is. Baal Haman? I don't know who that is. But it's not guaranteed that it's Poseidon. That's just my inference. And he's shimmying across. And he looks kind of like, I don't know how to put it. Like Herculean or something. Or like a Odysseus. You know what I'm saying? He's got like a beard and like, you know, got the freaking pant thing. Like around your butt. I don't know how to, like a half apron. I don't know what those are called. Covers your pee-pee. Your wiener. Your dingo. At one point, it looks like Nicolas Cage. It's weird. Anyways, he's talking to God, and he's like, "It'd be really bad if I fell right now." And then God says, "Yeah, but you have to." And then, like, while this is happening, it zooms out to show how small he is relative to the statue. And he lets go, and he just falls out of frame. And the dream ends, and it's implied that there's this big body of water under, and that somehow he's gonna be alright. And also that God is gonna destroy the world. Yeah, caveman rap, loincloth. Conan the Barbarian, yeah. Diaper. Yeah, he's wearing a diaper.
It was live action or anime? It was live action, right?
Yeah.
It was like a movie.
Mm-hmm. Ball.
Wasn't Carthage destroyed?
Carthage?
Wasn't
he? He didn't look like such a black person. He looked more like white. This guy's got kind of like a big nose. I looked at like statues beside it, and it's roughly like that.
Isn't like.
Didn't like cartilages like
cartilage
exist?
Cartilage doesn't even exist anymore. How are your knees doing? Not good. Yeah, he didn't have a big nose. He wasn't, you know, we was Kangs and whatever. Oh, egg roll.
Roman nose.
Daijo. All right.
Roman nose, not like.
I had a dream that an ex-friend of mine carried me and I was paralyzed with fear because I hate being carried. It's like getting raped. I mean, yeah, basically the same thing.
What is the guy's name? There's like this guy that looks really weird that does like Instagram, like flexing videos. And like I had a dream in which I was raped by him. And it was, and like, thankfully, it was like very hazy and it didn't feel very realistic. So it wasn't like too bad. It wasn't like the Sophia dream in which I was like crying, woke up like mid panic attack. But yeah, it was pretty bad because he's very scary. Cartilaginians? Yeah. That's what I was trying to say. Well, like, I'm retarded.
Anyways, I can connect this dream to like obvious themes, but I don't know, from the Jung book, dreams like this usually occur around important moments. And nothing has happened in my past, so it seems like anticipatory for the future, almost.
I guess what's gonna happen next? You remember the transformations and like you got banned off YouTube and Patreon, and Victor got a girlfriend?
But that that went over pretty well. I'm just thinking about like having to die to be reborn, having to suffer to ascend, having to let go to get something better. Do you think there's something big planned for you? I think that's the only thing this kind of dream can indicate. There's not really any other, like, it's not really a way you could analyze it when it's not you. When it's so detached from you.
I hope that the suffering that you have to endure to do something big isn't much of a bad.
Yeah. Have you.
I hope it isn't any Hitler's kiss, so thing, you know?
Yeah.
That would suck.
Was I having transformation dreams around the schizo? No, the schizo started July 1st, went to July 5th. Then I started having transformation dreams. And yeah. Then my stuff got deleted. Also, like, is there such thing as night psychosis? Or like temporary? There's like brief psychotic disorder, but like having hallucinations and delusions only at night, only not being able to sleep, and only for like 5 or 6 days. Like, only being able to sleep when the sun rises, because otherwise you close your eyes and you see faces and you feel like the FBI is gonna rape you.
I think, well, you knew Pride and Prejudice was gonna get you banned. Like, we knew that.
Mm-hmm.
When we posted the video. Like, you knew it.
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe it was like something that is like anticipatory, you know, of like a moment that can be somewhat stressful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I gotta pray about this.
Because like a little, like the psychosis thing happens during stress usually after stressful moments. But you know, it could happen like before, because you knew what was gonna happen.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the concept of your unconscious picking up on the things that you don't.
Oh, yeah, because when you started having transformation dreams around the time you posted in Prejudice, you knew, like when you were writing the script for Pride and Prejudice, you already knew.
Mm-hmm.
So like your unconscious like already had picked up on it.
It's not a fever dream. It was happening when I was waking. Like I would close my eyes and I would. It was like immediate REM. I think it was half compounding sleep deprivation, but it had to like start from somewhere.
Yeah, but the sleep deprivation started because you were already hallucinating. So.
Yeah.
Changes in diet? Is Christina not coming through clearly on anyone else? That's probably just my voice.
It was for a little bit you were cutting out, but.
Oh, okay.
Any changes? In that time, I wasn't eating ice cream at night. That's what I remember from the chat logs. But I mean,
but you weren't before.
That would be like mind blowing if that was the cause.
No, yeah, and you weren't. I wasn't taking eating magnesium. Ice cream before. And it wasn't even dreams. It wasn't dreams. It was waking life.
Ah.
Oh man, those were scary times.
It's why I'm in this room right now.
Yeah.
I went here and it got better.
Better. Away from the demon room. Yeah, but oh man.
Sounds like too much income. Yeah, it does.
The freaking cocaine. That's closer. Like the people who had like really bad trips on LSD and have like trip and they end up like having trips even when they're not high. And they're psychotic. That's pretty much it.
Except
he didn't do any LSD.
Yeah, the main stuff was like windows. I literally like blocked out my windows or tried to. I felt terrified before opening doors. Darkness was horrible. Every noise was horrible.
I was constantly
feeling like something was behind me.
It seems like lizard brain stuff.
Yeah, it feels like alert mode.
Yeah. What's your opinion on interracial marriage? Wow, good keeping up with the topic, guy. Are we talking about temporary psychosis?
You think it's okay for a black white marriage? Like, crazy? Like,
sounds
what?
Crazy to me. I still don't understand. I haven't had anything like that since. I don't think. I started feeling like that again a little bit after I had a dream about a serpent.
Like, but nothing is quite as bad.
Yeah,
as
when I would go to bed, I would just sort of dread it because I felt like I would be seized or something like that again.
But like the that time period is something that was never seen before, and hopefully never will be seen again.
Yeah, it's not cool to wake up at like, go to bed at 6 a.m.
I remember, like, the little nights you were able to sleep at night with your light.
Yeah, even then it was, like, too much.
Yeah, and then at one point, like, you stopped being able to sleep even with the lights on.
Yeah.
And then, oh man, the thing with, like, muting myself and that, I always remember that when we talk about it because it was so crazy to me. I was like, this is really bad. Like, if she's that worried, like, she wants to hear me brush my teeth over silence, this is really bad.
Mm-hmm.
I remember thinking that, like, how can I even help this? And I remember, like, I'd suggest, like, all kinds of stuff and nothing would work.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, it's the only explanation I found was, like, demons, Jewish demons that got into my room via all the boomer images. Because it, like, I took them down, and after that, it was fine. I moved into the room, and I took them down.
Oh, well, yeah, but it was the room as well.
Even now, like, going down there at night is, but this might be just because of the bad association.
Like, residual, yeah. I think that, I don't know, man. It's crazy. I don't think we will ever really understand, like, why it happened. Just beyond any comprehension.
The only reason I see for it, like, happening is because it led me to go to church.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I meant, like, any, you know, like, oh, this and this happened to your brain.
Yeah, yeah. You know? I don't think any of that is going to be able to
explain it. It's just like the, I understand, like, why God would allow that to happen. To lead you to church. Because I remember, like, you being completely terrified and me going, like, bruh, you gotta get baptized. It's not gonna go away until you get baptized.
Did you build an altar yet? No.
That seems kind of weird. Is that proper?
Never heard of that.
Yeah, it seems non-Christian.
Is there any good video games?
Practice?
Before I started calling, I was just thinking about how games suck. And I'll never enjoy them ever again. But I really want to.
Games?
Yeah.
I think you have, like, a right time for it. A certain, you know, thing.
play Metal Gear Solid 5. It's not like a game.
You know the Devil Star thing looks like the jury track for Ezra? Bro, you late for that train. We have a whole universal theory based on that. What the heck? Never gonna know about it.
Universal? Dimensional?
Dimensional, yeah.
Mario Brothers Part 1 on the NES. I do not have an NES.
Bruh, you ever heard of, like, emulators?
Yeah, seems suspicious.
Seems suspicious.
I've used them before, but it seems dubious. You know what I'm saying?
Dubious? No, I don't know what you're saying.
Alright, okay. I was gonna say that. Oh yeah, I want. Was Animal Crossing? I want Animal Crossing release on this Nintendo Switch. I feel like that's gonna be
Animal
good.
Crossing is amazing. I love Animal Crossing.
It's gonna go up in March 2020. That's too long. I need something right now.
I cannot wait. Oh man, I cut myself and didn't even see it. Can't your parents just leave?
Yeah, that'd be nice. I mean, they took me along to the burger joint. I should have stayed home. But I thought it'd be rude.
Could you
But they're gonna go shooting on Monday. So I'll have several hours.
Could they stop, like, renting the other house and let you live there alone?
hypothetically, yeah, because I think they have the grocery delivery service there.
See? Epic! You could...
But that might be illegal. Like, I think I'd have to get emancipated.
No, that's not true, because it's still their property. And if you're, like, not starving and stuff like that, you're attending school.
Chrono Trigger, I've heard about that. I'm, like, biased against, 2D stuff, though, because I'm a woman. I've gotten the Animal Crossing before, but I don't know, I only enjoyed it for a little bit. Soph's consciousness is, like, a highly tuned instrument. Requires special maintenance. Yeah, I'm retarded. I'll give you my copy of AC Odyssey because it doesn't work for me. I used to really enjoy Assassin's Creed, but I feel like I'd hate it now because I'd actually be aware of how many missions are butt.
I really like Fez. It's a very simple game that I really like. Have you ever seen it? Heard of it?
No. Let's see here.
Is F-E-Z.
Indie puzzle game. I'm already suspicious.
It's like a puzzle game, and like, but the things turn. I don't really know how to explain it. Like, the perspective changes.
Did you say ass in Creed? Yeah, Assassin's Creed 2 is one of the only games I finished.
Assassin's Creed 2?
Yes.
Isn't Animal Crossing 2?
I said Assassin. No. I don't know what you're talking about, Carthaginian.
Assassin's Creed.
I just want the next Elder Scrolls to release.
Fez is a ripoff of Super Paper Mario? That's so stupid. You probably haven't heard of, like, you, no. You probably have never played it for you to say something, so then.
Gotten immersed in a game since maybe, I mean, Minecraft, what we did was fun, but it wasn't like I've had with RPGs. Like, I think Fallout New Vegas was the last game where it was like.
Oh man, really I cannot ever finish up any games. I suck at that. Mm. I get bored too easily. I prefer, like, reading books for escapism than video games.
Yeah, I'm mostly into, like, shows now. I just watch Naruto and, what else do? And making music after I do my school, so.
Is that the one that took 15 years to make? Maybe so. I think so. Fez is a hipster art game nonsense? Shut up. Fez is amazing. She needs instant gratification, so she says the N-word. Yes, I have to admit to saying it, like, privately.
Witcher 3 was the last good game. I have, some tens of hours on that. I played around, like, Halloween 2017? But it wasn't particularly good. I think I just played it to waste time.
What's up with the new SoundCloud drops? Not gonna lie, some were fire.
Yeah. I spent all Christmas making music, and Christina convinced me to upload the abominations we made.
Yeah.
So I did. I'm gonna lick my SoundCloud. Sophia
didn't want to upload, like, the fart song, I'm Gonna Fart, because she felt like you guys wouldn't like her rapping.
Yeah, that I might be cringe. I don't want to look bad.
She might be cringe.
I don't want to look bad.
She's, like, very concerned with, like, public opinion, so, like, she didn't want to post it, but I bullied her into it. You know how it is. Fez is a really good game that I recommend. I liked the screaming in the background for one. And that's the Hillary Clinton one. You can sing?
I'm sorry, huh? That's news to me.
Oh, the one we're making where the spider poops.
Yes.
You sing so good in it.
Sing so good.
Oh, he's probably talking about the Michael Jackson ones where, like, you auto-tuned your voice.
Jackson. I actually did not auto-tune my voice for that one. I just harmonized with myself.
Pure talent.
Pure talent. Michael Jackson was bomb.
You should, you should.
I sang a stream? That's crazy.
That's new to me. Can you sing the verse that sings the fart? The poop?
That's classified for now. I gotta refine that one.
Staying up until 1 a.m. writing songs about farts.
Yes. That's what I did last night.
I love our lives.
Where this farter poops. That's a pretty good title right there.
Right out to California. Think of a recorder. My butt's out the window.
Big poops falling off me. Big farts
pooping at me.
Big farts pooping at me.
Big farts blowing up. Green smoke floating out of the sky. Yeah, yeah. Run it. I poop. I fart. Boof, I barf.
I fart.
I poop. I fart. I poop. I fart. I poop. I fart.
I fart.
Yeah, the lyrics.
Falling off me. Yeah, my butt, the exhaust. That goes hard. Yeah, barring out over here.
That song actually goes pretty hard. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm gonna fart.
Whoa, poop. Poops
poop, poop,
are.
Poop, poop. explain the motive. What's your name, okay? Nobody knows it. Don't fart in my face. You're not important. I'm focused.
Yes. We should do that.
Who just farted?
Oh, no, we shouldn't.
Who him is?
We shouldn't.
We only... I swear.
We only make parodies of Eager and Fire Boy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, new magic fart is the best.
No, new magic fart. Like, new magic one already sucks. These kids are getting
sick of it. They suffocated on my farts.
On my farts.
They're dead.
They're dead.
Did you take inspiration from Eggy? I mean, I guess. Who doesn't take inspiration from Eggy? Poop Egg and is... fart is an unacceptably high percentage of the stream content. More piss. Yeah, more piss.
Yeah, we got off, banned off Twitch for, like, pissing off this old guy who didn't want to hear us making diarrhea jokes. And then we started playing... Super Vomit or Diarrhea.
Super Vomit or Diarrhea. But yeah, I want to add Faith now.
Oh man, is she online?
I don't know. We won't find out.
Yeah, just add her. See if she picks up. She doesn't like streams much, though.
She doesn't?
Yeah, she always leaves, like, after 5 seconds. But I think that's just when Victor's around. Because then she, like, doesn't know what to say.
Do it. Do it!
Just add it.
Apu.
I liked Eager. Bruh.
Cringe!
Cringe!
I'm still thinking about the, what's that lyric? Meet a young twink.
I need a young twink to suck on my nipples.
Yeah, yeah. I'm so sad I'm not a fan of Tyler the Creator anymore. I could be chanting that in my head all day.
Oh, man.
Pee-pee? Poo-poo. Pee-pee?
Poo-poo.
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 Poo-poo. Ain't nobody talking to me, but that might be my
smelly butt. But that's me, I smelly butt. Don't fart too hard, you prolapse. You blow your butt in your back. No, your back in your
look at my cheeks. Poop weighs a ton. Eat a lot of food. Eat lots of food, my homie, and fart. I don't know.
I don't remember.
Why did the stream turn into a verbal dysentery epidemic? Just listen to the clean. There's a clean version of Cherry Bomb Wolf and Bastard. Doubt.
What? Okay, I really doubt that. But I really wish it was true.
Uh-oh, Stinky Soap remix. It's Stinky Soap. That's like my producer tag. It's at the beginning of every song.
I'm trying to end the call on my computer, but my computer sucks.
Cool. Yeah, I make poop lyrics. What about it? I've written roughly 15 songs about farting. What of it? Dropping them turns exactly what you want. You all know what I keep in the trunk.
I'm back.
I like the chimes too. Nice.
Do you unlearn a ninja isn't a twink? I remember listening to the N word.
D or die.
D, it's German.
Oh, okay. Is you're actually right about the pronunciation of something for once? Huh, that's crazy.
Yeah. is the N word.
So loud.
I remember my ex-boyfriend showing me that. Her Virginian was just boring me. He wouldn't stop talking about random stuff. I just timed him out for a little bit. He talks too much and he doesn't talk good. Any thoughts on recent Nick Quentin's Griper stuff? Or has it been like talking about you like Deborah? I don't care. I'm talking about poop. Can you guys talk about poop?
Go away. I don't want to hear what Nick Quentin is. Just talk about the consistency of your fecal matter.
I don't care about politics, and I don't care about Arabs, and I don't care about Nick Fuentes and the Griper Wars.
What the freak is a Griper? What the freak even is a Griper?
Tell me how your farts smell. Tell me how your farts smell right now.
Tell me how your farts smell. Tell me how your piss smell. My sister made a recipe for poop salad the other day.
Tell me about that.
What are the ingredients? I want to make that.
Chat, I'm gonna interact with you guys. Please tell me, when you drink coffee, does your piss smell like it? Is that a universal thing, or are some people not blessed with the best smelling pee ever when they drink coffee? Sometimes I just drink coffee looking forward to the time I pee and it smells like coffee. I'm gonna be honest right now.
But dude, like, the boom was like really bad. We need to kill them. Freeze poop, would it be like ice cream?
Christina is a dictator? Yeah.
How hard does poop get? And when it gets hard, does it get more, able to shatter?
Oh, shattering poop.
Milk, yummy. Lemonade around the corner, fudge is made.
I think making parodies out of like Flower Boy is generally a better experience than making better parodies out of.
Because the instrumentals are actually good.
Yeah, because the instrumentals for Flower Boy are like really good, and Eager, some of the stuff there just sucks. Most of the stuff there just sucks. I think the only good instrumentals in Eager are like Puppet wasn't too bad when we made the instrumental thing. And what was the other one? Earthquake. Earthquake is kinda good. Right. I think A Boy Is a Gun is also okay, right?
See if you
I
again remember might right. Be crazy.
Every time I come to, I actually love that song.
Can I get a fart? Just replacing every word can with you... fart. That's what we do.
Can I get a fart? And can you make it last forever? I'm sad I'm about to
take a dump. And I don't know if I'm gonna see you again. I think you can. Yeah, keep all the lines the same except I'm about to take a dump. And I might just might die, so.
Knock knock, it's me, Mr. Closer Fart.
Oh, I said, okay, dookie, my infatuation.
I said, okay, dookie, my infatuation is another form of what you call it, fart. Oh yeah, I've been chasing, I've been farting.
All of these are potential right here. I'm gonna poop my pants. I've got $20 in my pocket.
Thanks, Christina. You just made me hate you for another reason besides that you're Italian. I was gonna look past that, but like not anymore. Okay. Leave then. Smell my butt.
How many farts can I fart till I prolapse my butt?
Can we do garden shed?
Where I stink up my room, how many?
Can we garden shed about toilets?
My butt. How much piss can I piss before the toilet overflow? How much?
Before the toilet floods.
How much? I don't know.
We can. We could make a garden shed, but it's about toilet.
Oh man.
It is garden.
Just another fart in the wall.
Just another fart in the wall. My poop light. Oh no, we do.
Fart before it could bloom. Fly, baby, fly out the butthole.
I'm the cocoon.
You don't have to hide.
26 flags.
I can smell it.
Said, hey, yo, can I get a fart? I said, no. 26 flags.
What's the equivalent of a garden shed? For a gay person versus like a. What's that for like a fart?
The toilet. Bathroom.
I was hiding in this whole bathroom. bathroom. For the bathroom.
In the bathroom.
That is where I was hiding. Man, this is so gay.
Oh, garden shed. That's where I'm hiding. I can relate to that. I like just rediscovered Cherry Bomb today after like not listening to it for a few months, and it's so good. Alright, she's just six flags, six breath hog, said hey yo, can I get a four? I said no. I like that.
So, oh. Wait, did someone just type that or did you?
No, Admirali said 26 poops, but Red Pog is better.
Said, no, they said, oh! It's Poop Man. Farter.
Richer than my people with poop kids carried the poop people with IDs. Smokers party.
Miss the white people with poop kids. Scary than poop people with IDs. Ain't nobody tell me where I'm farting, but I feel like,
what's nobody's really notorious for alive.
Farting, yeah, I'm pooping. call me, 911, call me sometime, your butt is bleeding, something like that.
What's the number you call for, like, a hospital? Like, an ambulance. Is it 911?
You call 911 to get an ambulance.
Hello, 911, my butt is bleeding.
My butt bleeding. 911. Philadelphia by Ina Springsteen. Oh,
part of
and he's not even close to Bruce. Take me back.
I feel like Michael Jordan gonna be farting at my wedding.
Jordan right now today like doesn't even have any lyrics. We can give it some.
What?
Enjoy right now what today doesn't have any lyrics.
Oh yeah.
This is the official version.
Also. The.
I'm like, Dark Jordan gonna be farting at my wedding.
Okay, we could. We could do.
What?
Like, do the brown stains of their keys look to you?
That's, like, topical. I accidentally farted loudly from an old woman and she fell down. Oh, she never gets old. I don't think that's, like, I don't think that was an accident.
You the mother freaking brat pug, huh? Or you be freaking bitches farting out loud, huh?
On the sidewalk, and now there is a crack on my butt. Yo, oh, this no, boy got a my crack butt. On his butt.
what a fool.
Bruh.
Teletubbies. Teletubbies back at it again.
What is the best song on this?
Oh, you've been forward is like philosophical. Us, huh?
You know what I'm saying? How many fuss do I fart before I blow out my butt?
That could be very good.
I'm going to finish. And I ain't made a fart in a minute.
You've been smoking, drinking your puppy's ass, huh? See if I love that song so much. It's my favorite song ever. Telfo's lead. Listen to it. It's a great song. It's kind of a good song, but my ex-boyfriend showed it to me, so I guess I had when I listened to it. So no. It's not a great song.
More fart stories, please.
Blow my shark.
Oh, you pooping real hard, huh?
We can do blow my load because of the sex noises and the beat. I'm sorry.
The sex noises on a beat. That's on the beat.
Oh man, we could do a Jesus. No, that would be bad. I was about to say we could do a Jesus is King parody, but I was like, bruh, no, that's not good.
Bruh. Bruh moment.
Arguing with my dad, and he said that doesn't smell right.
Oh, you be. Hey man, I agree. Rocks on rainbow. You have to come up with a lot of lines, and I don't know. Farting is kind of like.
Okay, bruh, you promised me yesterday that farting would like never stop being your topic, man. Are you
I did
like...
not promise you anything.
Did you lie to me, bruh? One time I was on the phone with my friend and I had to poop so badly I went to fart, but my pants fell down a little bit instead. Shard explosion.
Do you ever wake up in the night with insane leg cramps? My feet cramp up occasionally. And lately I've been waking up when it gets too hot, like preemptively before I start having bad dreams. And I just turn off the heater. I go back to sleep.
You turn up the heater?
I turn it up.
You hate yourself.
Yeah. Do your worst.
We should try that. See what happens. Can we try that? Can you, like, sleep one night with the heater and maximum?
That's
just to see what kind of dreams you have?
Because I'll just stop being able to sleep at a point.
No, just one night, like, not for
all useful for anything.
Just like how bad you're conscious.
You pooped in between my cheeks, I had to hold it in by clenching. My toes get stuck sometimes. It's like the, like, it starts, my my foot starts, like, curling in on itself, and I can't, like, prevent it. If I, like, resist it, it hurts terribly.
I think you need to skate more. Because I don't have that.
It used to happen because I didn't take my magnesium, but now it doesn't really have any anymore. Oh boy, cherry bomb is like a... Oh,
cherry bomb is...
Boy, don't cut that cheese! Isn't that like, who cut the cheese?
We should do potato salad. You know what I'm talking about? Your flowers don't
smell like, your farts don't smell that good, but if they smell real good to him, then he won't... We don't even need to change these lyrics, they're already good.
Yeah, that's why Cherry Bomb is the best album ever.
Come and light my fire. I'll fart your freaking face off.
Light my fire. I fart in your face.
I piss on you.
Oh,
I
man. The problem, yeah, like, you can't do songs that are, like, really good. It's, like, it's only, like, we should do the entire Flower Boy album.
Have to find different topics to write about.
Yeah, they're not all just gonna be about fart and poop. Some of them are gonna be, like, vomit. Some of them are gonna be about... We're gonna do, like, all kinds of, like, excrements. And then we can move on to Michael Jackson.
They're not all Hillary called Clinton. Excrements, bodily fluids.
No, I'm not gonna do all bodily fluids. Because then you have to talk about...
No, I'm not saying all. I'm talking about those are just different. Yeah, it's not worth it.
We can talk about like Hillary Clinton and about like Michael Jackson as well. Wait, what was Puppet? Oh yeah, Puppet was about gay sex. That's not it. But that was so good. That was so good though.
We've been going for about an hour.
Christina, can you say that again? What did I say?
Penis juice.
Penis juice. Okay, guys. Like, what other topics are there other than poop and fart?
Before we go, we need you to do our job for us.
Oh, not really, because it's still the genius that come up with the lyrics.
Oh, yeah. Cherry Bomb is the best album ever. It really is.
It is. No, doesn't matter how much it tries to run away from that fact. Still is. I ignored it for 1 month straight. I came back to it. I was like, whoa, this is so good.
I can't listen. Away. I'm scared to listen to the instrumentals because, like, I know the lyrics way too well. It's just gonna start filling itself in.
I think that, like, after a little while of not listening to it, I stopped thinking about the lyrics so much. Like, if I listen to the songs with the lyrics, I know how to sing along. But if I listen to the instrumentals, it doesn't all fall into place, you know? I don't know. Guys, what should we write about? We are gonna do the entire Flower Boy album. Give us some topics. I always find a lyric I love from Smokers. I can't ever get tired from that one. I think Smokers and Dark Brown... The Brown Stains of Darkies Latifah are my favorite songs.
The Brown Stains.
Oh, Fortis Fatifa. But yeah. Well, Sophia won't allow us to make another song about gay sex like we did with Puppet, because yes. That was very non-Christian.
Yes.
But it was very good. The lyrics on that are amazing.
It's not good, it's clever. It's not good.
It is good. It is good. It is right. Straight up good.
I'm gonna piss.
Nobody gonna give us ideas or nothing? Then we're leaving, man. Okay,